KXRN, LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:04 the time. And something we do on Fridays, it's been not only informative, but enjoyable. It's called Chamber Chat. And we normally have Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, in with us. She's not here this morning. We have Ashley Von Grimp with us. Ashley, where's Paula?
Paula had surgery on her foot yesterday, so she is in recovery mode. So right. I'm here in her stead.
All right. And who's going to be kicking field goals for the 49ers this weekend then, if it's not Paula?
They seem to be doing all right on their own.
Well, I know she's listening, and we wish Paula all the best. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. You brought with you Lewis Weil. Lewis, welcome.
Thank you, Ed.
How are you doing today?
Doing good this morning.
Good. You're with Berkshire Hathaway here in town.
I'm a realtor, yes.
Okay. And you're also with the Design Review Board.
Correct. I've been doing that for about 10 months now, and I've got another year term coming up.
All right. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But the first thing I want to get off my chest with you, sir, is the Denver Broncos and next season. Tell me, are the Broncos like wishing that they get a Brady trade here? Because that's what's in the air right now, is that Tom Brady may become a Bronco.
Yeah, Brady could go anywhere. And obviously, we've seen a senior quarterback, you know, when Manning came to Denver, and Denver's a hometown where I grew up.
Right.
Actually, my family's had season tickets to the Broncos since the mid-early 60s. Right. So longtime family Bronco fans, and right. Go see them when they're here in L.A. at the Chargers Stadium. Took my boys to the game this year. But, I think, you know,
you were in heaven during the Manning years. You were in heaven when Peyton Manning was a Bronco.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I mean, it was fun, but I was also, like, disappointed because, like, you know, right before Manning came in, Tebow kind of had a thing where he was winning some games that he shouldn't have, and I was at that playoff game where he won with that phenomenal pass against Pittsburgh. Yeah. And so
it was
there was a lot of cheer going forward, which you almost feel like we're in the same spot right now because Drew Locke comes in and he wins right. The last, like, 3-4 games. And it got some momentum for the team, some encouragement, and so maybe there's some plus for the offense.
So that was my next question. As a Bronco fan, you're happy, you're satisfied with Drew Locke. You're okay.
Yeah, well, I think,
if Tom Brady wanted to come over,
I don't think you say no to Tom Brady,
right.
You know, because he still definitely got some good years in him.
Right.
I think
I say three more.
One bad last pass, and I don't think he wants that to be his last one. So yeah. I think he'll end up anywhere. But I'd look to see that he might end up in Oakland, or not in Oakland, in Las Vegas with the Raiders.
Right.
Is quite potential. And or with Phillip Rivers being a free agent, he might end up as a Charger.
Yeah, and I still want to say San Diego. Yeah. I still all the time want to say San Diego, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me what's happening in your life. Tell me about Berkshire Hathaway. What's going on?
So I've been doing real estate for myself since leaving college. I started investing on my own.
Right.
And then a couple years ago, I had a chance to kind of branch off of what I was doing as a profession and kind of learn from some senior partners and chase a commercial development project. Right. And when that kind of went sideways, I decided that I was going to chase a passion project and get my real estate license and start doing something I've been doing for myself, but see what I could do to do and help others be successful as well.
What's the most important thing you find when you're addressing a first-time homeowner? When somebody comes to you and they're looking for their first place, what's the first thing you want to teach them? Or it's kind of one of those things you kind of have to put your arm around that first-timer, don't you?
Yeah, the first-time homebuyer, I think some of it is just being a little patient and really kind of being true to themselves of what they're really kind of looking for. What are some of the little things they enjoy about being in a space or at home or that they're looking for, whether it's a cup of coffee, like in their bedroom or, you know, on a patio. And in a Laguna Beach market, there's so much unique products here.
Right.
You really need to take a little time to just see some homes to get a feel for what part of town is more suitable and those kind of things, because there's so much variety here to offer. Right. It's not just your cookie cutter community.
Now, the first timer, do you want that first home to be the last home they buy, their only home? Do you try and fit them that well, or do you do it with a growth plan of, well, you can go from here and...
You know, I think that's to each individual, because everyone's home buying needs is really dependent on them and their timing and what they're wanting to do with the property.
Right.
And so I try to take the approach of really trying to listen to them.
Right.
So if it is just a starter home, how do we kind of find them something that there has some value in the future and that they could kind of trade up? Or if it is trying to one-shot bang, how do they understand what the lot is and what the product is that they're buying, that if they do need to expand in that location, what options they might have.
Right. Now, Tell me about a particular house you have right now. Is there, what's the diamond of the houses you've got right now, right, that you're looking to
Right now I have just one lease, but I've been working with more buyers to just show them properties and holding some open houses. Right. I think one thing we saw in December was some of the inventory came off of the market.
Right.
So it might be interesting to see what comes back in the, you know, March and April timeframe when the inventory starts to ramp back up. Right. But again, it's just seeing different varieties of things that are out there that are good to...
Now, when you do an open house, can you tell the looky-loos from the people that are serious? Can you? Is that the first thing you can spot when they get out of the car?
Yeah, I mean, some people are just, you know, liking to see the home interiors and that kind of stuff. And it's a unique person that really is a curious buyer at some of these homes. And you try to treat everyone as cordially as possible, but... you know, it can be a fun experience to show people and get them excited about a property.
Right. Now, you've been in our community about 11 years, you say?
Yeah.
All right. And you're heavily involved in the community. You're on the Design Review Board. Thank you for serving on the Design Review Board, first of all. You make the best to compromise and to protect neighborhoods and community character.
Yep.
That's the positive of you. A lot of people get on you for maybe paying too much attention to too much detail and minutia and such. Tell me, sitting on your end, as you look out from the Design Review Board, what are the positives and negatives for you being on it?
You know, one of the positives, I think, is you get from being at a board member, you get a chance to hopefully shape some elements of this beautiful town. Right. And I think I take a lot of pride and care and detail into understanding what some of these changes are, because they are important to people.
Right.
And that is kind of the neat part, is that, you know, even though there's some adjustments that the homeowner or the property owner wants to do, it really can have an impact on the surrounding properties.
Right.
And so to keep a balanced approach is really key for finding a successful project that fits the neighborhoods.
Right. Do you guys get people that just, where you say to yourself, oh, this is ridiculous. You just, please come back with something else. How often does that, what's the percentage of that?
There are some that are, some of the, you know, I think the historically the process was to start very large with your project and then kind of whittle it down and let people whack at it with a pinata. But I think we're trying to strive to get more of a common approach that we get some good starting points.
Right.
And then it's more of how do we tweak and get the right thing. That's what I would like to see.
As opposed to micromanaging how many light bulbs and where they should be placed type of thing, right?
Or start like with huge mansion and then that's not practical. And then we're, you know, constantly whacking at the thing and that's not good for the homeowner and it's not good for the neighbors.
Right. What's up for the Design Review Board in the future? What do you see and what's up next?
You mean, obviously we have meetings every couple of weeks. So the projects are constantly changing. I think we've seen some of the neat stuff is we're seeing small projects. We're seeing some landscaping things. We're seeing new ground builds. But it's a really neat perspective of where things are kind of going all over Laguna.
Right. Is the line moving up in the last year, or is the line moving down, or is this like a roller coaster with new projects? Are you seeing more, less?
I think it's been a steady flow.
Okay.
I think it's a weird time right now because in November and December, we only have one meeting.
Right.
So we're a little backed up, but I think the flow is typically about 14 or 15 items every 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. And Ashley, what's happening with the chamber? You've been working hard. I know that. I can tell you right now, I know you've been working hard.
Know me.
The question I asked was simply rhetorical. So tell me what's going on.
Yeah. So we have most of our calendar for 2020 planned out for our big and small events. Our first one coming up is going to be our board installation mixer, which is going to be Thursday, January 23rd. And we're going to be installing our 2020 board of directors.
Right.
And that's at the Marine Room Tavern, it'll be catered by Romari.
Ooh.
And then right on the heels of that, on Friday, January 24th, the city has asked us to host a meeting that will discuss the downtown action plan.
Right.
So the city of Laguna Beach staff, as well as SWA architects, are going to be discussing the details. And there also will be a Q&A portion for community and business owners to give their input.
Right. Lewis,
very excited about that one.
So you're there for that, right?
I'll be there for that one.
All right.
Yeah, so that's a great one. Great educating people on something they may not be very familiar with.
Right.
And then we have coming up, we do our quarterly breakfast panels on different topics. Our first one of the year is on retail merchandising. So we have a local professor from Saddleback and Orange Coast College that'll be discussing retail merchandising, different strategies. That'll be Wednesday, February 5th at 7:30 in the morning at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And then our first big event of the year is going to be our leadership luncheon, which is an annual favorite. Great opportunity for members and prospective members to network.
Okay. Lewis is excited about that as well.
Yeah, I attended the event last year, and it was the first time I had done it. And it really is a good way to see members of the community, the business community that's here, and it really just shake some hands and get to know some new folks.
Right, right.
And that is going to be on Wednesday, February 26th. And that's going to be at 777 over right by the Art Affair. And for all of these events, you can register or RSVP on our website, which is lagunabeachchamber.org.
I was just going to ask you that. Thank you so much, Ashley.
And also, quick shout out to our new program that we, I know I've mentioned it here before on the show, but we officially launched our Think Laguna First website.
Yes.
So that is, for the Chamber of Commerce, our website, and all of our initiatives are, we want businesses to think chamber first for any issues that they may have, any support that we can give them, advocate on their behalf. But Think Laguna First is an expansion on that to promote businesses and encourage the community to think within our community for any services or products that they may need here in town. So that you can find at thinklagunafirst.org.
I'm excited about that. And I'm excited that when you, because there's an Instagram page as well, right?
Yep.
And when you got on Instagram, I saw it. I'm like, yeah, this is good. Tell me if you did the logo. Did you?
I sure did.
I know you did.
I sure did.
She's even going to help me with my logo here.
Well, anytime.
Ashley, thank you so much. Ashley Von Grimp, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Lewis Weil with the Berkshire Hathaway and our Design Review Board. Thank you for being here this morning. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to the Broncos being in the playoffs next year. One way or another, I'm sure they'll get there eventually.
Me too.
All right. Ashley, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, both of you.
Thanks.
All right.
Love letters, pain and anger, forget forgiveness.